the perfections of God. You are God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. God's characteristics display the fullness of his divine essence, and his attributes are the sum total of his many perfections, which begin to be unveiled in the scriptures. We discover God's infinite love, justice, mercy and grace. We see his eternal holiness, righteousness, sovereignty and immutability. We see his omnipotence, omniscience and omnipresence, all of which are gradually unveiled in the Bible. We discover the love and mercy of a holy God who took steps to save a fallen race that was lost in trespasses and sins. We see the scarlet thread of redemption streaming down through the pages of Holy Writ to condemned humanity. God laid a treasure trail of discovery throughout his word, where all his perfections are laid bare to the one who has eyes to see, ears to hear, and a will to believe. And Peter makes reference to this in his first epistle, when he reminds the church, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvellous light." The Greek word, orete, which is translated praises, really means perfections. God's characteristics show forth the moral excellence of the Almighty Eternal God, and we as believers are called to show forth his many perfections, his moral excellence. The church, which is the body of Christ, has been called and commissioned to display the many virtues and divine perfections of God to a lost and dying world. But the world, which is lying in the evil one, is blind and deaf to the virtues of their gracious Creator and his love for his creation. So God called out a people for his own possession. He called out the church, so that we might proclaim the excellencies of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light. The church is called to show forth the virtues, the praises, the perfections of our Heavenly Father. But we need to know his character if we are to show forth his perfections. And the fullness of his divine essence and his many eternal perfections have been unveiled to us in the scriptures. By God's grace, we saw the truth of his infinite love towards us, in that while we were still rebellious sinners and at enmity with our Creator, Christ died for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. But faith in Christ comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we who were purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ have now become the people of God and have been entrusted with a heavenly mission. Yet with the privilege of sonship comes the responsibility to show forth the perfections of God to a dying world, to tell forth the greatness, excellence, and perfections of his name.